Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We took kind of an emotional look at the Bears press conference today. We'll take a more clinical look at it tomorrow with some longer pieces. Shout out to the Bears beat. I thought they did a tremendous job asking questions. A lot of questions that people wanted to know. Didn't get great answers. So we'll go through that. It's tomorrow, Thursday? So great. We'll have Jason Leisure on the show. I'm sure he's got things to say about what happened up there. And Dan Durkin too, right? We can get Durkin on one more time. I'd like to know what he saw in the game.
And scheduled Gonzo, who was supposed to be on today, tomorrow.
Good. We'll talk with the Cowboy and get his feelings on his taking the buyout from the Tribune. Parkins and Spiegel have got you the rest of the way. There's a part of me, gentlemen, that just wants to vacate the studio and just let you guys have at it, because there's so much meat on the bone from what we saw with the 90-minute press conference that the Bears had.
Whatever you want to do, man, you are welcome to stay. You are welcome to go. We have Olin Krutz at 2:30, and I know he's got a lot of things that he wants to get off of his chest. Hub Arkish at 4:00. I actually do think we learned a lot today. It's just nothing that Bears fans wanted to know. Like, for example, the myth that Ted Phillips has nothing to do with the football operations, which, I mean, like, let's be honest. We've had Bears insiders, and we're going to talk to Hub about it coming up.
That's a decision that there's lots of different layers to any decision to keep a person, not keep a person. So we'll look at all the different layers and peel them all back. And as I think George mentioned, we're going to know whether we're heading in the right direction or not. And that's how we feel about it. This is a people business. And when we step back and we've taken a look at what are the qualities of a successful manager, general manager, and a head coach, we feel that Ryan and Matt check off lots of those boxes. Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
Stop it right there. Stop it right there. Like, we don't even need anything else. We don't need anything else. Herbie, will you please, like, I know I'm breaking format here a little bit, but that's the thing that made me laugh the most today. Can you play that cut again and just stop it when he says, have we gotten the quarterback position right? No. Have we won enough games? No. I just want to hear that again, and then we can just end it at the place where it should end.
That's a decision that there's lots of different layers to any decision to keep a person, not keep a person. So we'll look at all the different layers and peel them all back. And as I think George mentioned, we're gonna know whether we're heading in the right direction or not. And that's how we feel about it. This is a people business. And when we step back and we've taken a look at what are the qualities of a successful manager, general manager, and a head coach, we feel that Ryan and Matt check off lots of those boxes. Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That's it. That's all you have to say. So why is that not part of your criteria? Because you would assume that those are the two most important things. Just cut that for me. Just all we need is that chunk. Did we get the quarterback position right? No. Have we won enough games? No. There's your answer. The answer is in Ted Phillips' statement. Ted, it's right there. Did we get the quarterback position right? No. Like, think about if you were asking that to a group of people who were trying to make the decision about what the Bears should do. All right, guys, like someone from the outside comes in, like Consultant X comes in. Harump, 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 harump. He comes in and he asks these two questions. Hi, I'm such and such from such and such, Ernie Accorsi Consultant. I'm glad that you've all sat here with me today, and I wanted to help try and get the Bears on the right track. I have two important questions for you that will help in me trying to get this franchise on the right track. Number one, did the general manager get the quarterback position right? And then the collective group says, no. Okay, let's check that off. Nope, didn't get the quarterback right. All right, let me ask you this question. Did we win enough games? No. All right, well, thank you all very much for allowing me to pick your brains. This will go a long way for me to make a decision on this. But and then as the consultant from Ernie Accorsi Consulting walks out the door, he turns back, Kirby, and he goes, I just want to clarify here. So didn't get the quarterback right. You all are in agreement, no, on that. And didn't win enough games. That sums it up? Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I got that right. Thank you all. I'll have my report later on today. And the report is that the general manager should probably be fired.
He's like, man, easiest money I ever made.
Right. Well, not easier than the money that the Bears gave him the last time. When he was like, yeah, Ryan Pace. But like, think, like, seriously, Herbie, for real. Like, he's... The president of the Bears said that his general manager didn't get the quarterback position right and that the team hasn't won enough games, but we're going to run it back. What type of BS is this, man?
Yeah, it's not like, I don't know, choose any other sport. Man, that GM didn't get the pitcher right. You can see maybe bringing that GM back didn't get one pitcher right because there's four other ones, starters. The quarterback is the most important position in sports, bar none.
They didn't get it right.
And then the thing that you're judged upon, wins and losses, we didn't get enough of those. But you know what? Integrity. They communicate well with each other. Bring them back.
He laid out the criteria for what a football team's supposed to do. Have a good quarterback and win football games. And he has told you that the guy in charge didn't do that. But you know what? We're going to keep him around. Is it funny and sad.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That concludes the portion for George and Ted. Thank you both for your time.
A Chris Tannehill edit right there.
Oh, Tanny, I appreciate that you had 2 minutes to do that. I love you for that. It's the truth. That's how it should have ended. There should be the Obama meme of we got him, and then you kick the door down after that. That's what it should have been. It should have been Ted going, wait, run it again.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That concludes the portion for George and Ted. Thank you both for your time.
And then he goes and kicks the door down and walks out. This is what you've been left with. This is what they do. Oh, God, that was a lot of fun on a day that has been very depressing. Hey, Mark, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, that was a perfect, perfect statement made by them right there, which leads to what I want to talk about is the culture of the Chicago Bears organization. Do they even know what the culture is for starters? I'm a chef by trade. I worked one of my favorite jobs out of 40 years in the business because of the culture of that one specific location. All the servers were on board. All of my cooks were on board. The management was on board. My job at that point as the executive chef is go and train my guys to believe in the culture that we had there to become number one like we did on TripAdvisor out of 250 restaurants. Why can't the Chicago Bears start from the top? Talking with George, George needs to set the precedence of what the culture needs to be, and then for the first hire that you make, being the general manager, is going to get maybe a one-year contract with an option to renew if they get 75% wins on the following season. But he needs to believe in that culture that George believes in, and it needs to go downhill from there.
Here's the thing about what you're saying, and I appreciate the phone call. They laid out what their culture is. They've defined it. They define it as a collaborative effort where people work towards figuring out solutions to their football problems, and everyone likes each other. It doesn't seem to matter that the problems aren't getting worked through. What matters is they're doing it together. That was a theme of what they were talking about. There was a lot of kumbaya that was going on with George and Ted in the way that they talked about Ryan and Matt. I said this on Twitter. They cared more about the relationship between Ryan and Matt than putting actual benchmarks in front of them to reach. What's the goal? The goal is to win. And as I said to start the show off, I understand making it so that it is a good environment filled with people who are not toxic. That's important in every workplace. Here's the thing. You can do that and simultaneously make people accountable for the thing that they're supposed to do. Right? Like the old Chris Rock line, they want credit for something they're supposed to do. Your GM's supposed to have a collaborative relationship with his head coach and vice versa.
You seeing the Bears take care of their kids?
The Bears take care of their kids. What, you want a cookie? That's what they want. The Bears today during their press conference is like a band at the end of, or like the cast of Hamilton. They walked out there, the four guys, like just imagine it. The four guys walked out there and took a bow. They're like, it was so great. Don't you want an encore? And Bears fans are like, no. We don't. Nah, sure you do. Take another bow, Ryan. Yay! You see how nicely they bowed together? It was great. They're holding hands and they're nice people. I'm not even sure that's the case.
And I don't care if it is. I don't care if Matt Nagy could be the biggest jerk in the world. Be a better coach.
No, Herbie, I don't want that. I don't want him to be like a raging bleep hole, but it's not zero sum. It's not either he's a nice guy or he's a good coach. You can be both. It's allowed. Andy Reid, his boss, is one of those dudes. It's allowed. You are allowed to be a good guy and a good coach at the same time. There's no rule against it. Amazing. Can I hear that cut one more time? Because to me, that's the money cut. That tells you everything you need to know about what's happened here in the last 6 years.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That concludes the portion for George and Ted. Thank you both for your time.
Andy is on the north side. Hey, Andy, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I believe with everything you're saying. You know, and I made a post earlier today on, like, one of the social media sites saying they got to dump Nagy, Pace, and Phillips. I don't even know what Phillips actually does. You know, I'm not totally against Trubisky because I don't think they've given him a chance to succeed. You know, they need to sit him in a film room for hours on end with a new quarterback coach or offensive line or offensive coordinator like Peyton Manning or somebody.
No, Andy, look, you don't need to hold Mitch up as being the one bright spot of this administration. You don't have to try and save anybody. It didn't work with Mitch. And you can wipe your hands of it, unless, of course, they bring him back. Even after the president of the Bears just told you that they didn't get the quarterback right. You don't have to try and save Mitch by bringing in a magical offensive coordinator. Peyton Manning ain't trying to coach your team. Peyton Manning trying to own your team. He wants to, if he does anything with football, it's not going to be that. Here's another thing. As much as Peyton Manning knows about quarterbacking, you know what he gave the Bears as an organization as a gift? Adam Gase. Be back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I think, you know, not to get fixated on the past, you know, we're focused on the future, but I think you're right. You always have to learn through every one of these experiences and what we go through, and we can talk about that today. And I think as I reflect back, and you're going to hear this word a lot today because it's true, is collaboration. The collaboration that Matt and I have. And I just have a lot of confidence in doing that together because it's boded well for us in other positions we've selected. So that's what gives me confidence as we enter this offseason.
So again, when asked a direct question about how you're going to change what you did in 2017 when it comes to quarterbacking, he starts talking to you about other positions and collaborations with the head coach. Where if that's an admission that you didn't have collaboration with your head coach previously, yet another reason why your ass should be fired. I'm telling you, man, Ryan Pace has been running a shell game on the Bears, and they are falling for it. They're putting more money on the table as quickly as they can get it out their pocket. And he's like, no, I'm going to move things over here now. I'm going to move it over here. Here's Nick Foles. Find the queen, if you know what I mean. This is what this guy is out here doing. And they're allowing him to continue doing it. It is heartbreaking. We tried to have a little bit of fun with it today. I tried to not be as screamy because I know that inside, like, Bears fans are really hurt that some of their biggest fears seem to be what's happening. It feels like you have a team that cares less about winning than you would hope they would. That they seem comfortable with the mediocrity plus having nice guys. Like, that seems to be enough for them to continue down the path that they're on. And there doesn't seem to be any real hard-hitting evaluation that's gone on inside this organization. And I think that today, what you got from that press conference was the empty feeling in your stomach that there's no one up there, maybe except for Matt Nagy, that knows anything about football. And that's discouraging for the charter franchise of the NFL. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.